Yeah, if this is it, Huey Lewis, the news here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 7 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday, 8th of June. Good morning to you.
Morning, horse.
What is the story with you?
All right, Jet, not so bad around and all and on in any way at all, and that.
Very good indeed, that's very good to hear.
I will say, that was a poxive weekend, it was very long.
It was, I tell you, I didn't enjoy that one at all now.
It was very long.
Very strange when it was.
It just kept going and going.
It was, I don't know, it was weird. It was, I know the weather wasn't great, it was a bit spotty and stuff in places and whatever, but
I didn't even mind.
It was a bit weird.
It was just wouldn't end. I
thought the opposite. I thought it went too blooming fast. I didn't get a chance to do anything that, you know, would be considered totally pleasurable.
I just thought it wouldn't end.
It can never happen. There's no such thing as a weekend that's too long.
There is.
No, if it was up to me, weekends would last a week.
I've made a decision over the weekend. I'm going to go into Andy Bad News, and I can't believe I'm actually going to do it. But I'm going to beg him to please not let me have holidays this year, because I couldn't do 2 weeks of that.
Oh wow!
There's God, no way.
I think you're in the minority there. I'll tell you something. It wouldn't bother me in the least.
Jeez, man. They're just looking out the window though.
get some hobbies.
I've loads of them. And well, I had them all done by 9 o'clock.
Oh my God. Oh, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. An insight into the dark side.
I woke up yesterday, right? And I went, right, okay, get into the day, you know what I mean? So I said, actually, no, right. I'm going to watch an episode of The Last Dance, right?
Right.
And then I went for me run. And then I did a sort of an interval cycle session. And then I made myself a breakfast. And then I went up and watched another episode. And I was like, right, what time is it? Sir, it's 9:15.
Oh my God.
I said, what am I going to do? What am I going to do for the rest of the day?
You're positively weird, you are.
So I was there, right, I suppose I can wait until the sandwich place opens and get one of them. And then it was 10:15.
Jeez. I'd be more in Richie the trucker's camp there now. He said a happy Monday, but he's got two desperately crying emojis beside it. I'd be more that camp, I'm afraid.
Well, I'd say Richie the trucker was probably he was probably sampling the diesel he puts in the truck over the weekend.
087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Good to be along, folks. Good to hang out with you today. As I say, if you need to give us a shout, why not? PJ could do it, something to do.
If you don't mind.
John Sicada, Just Another Day here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Monday, 8th of June. It's just 13 and a half minutes past 6. About to take on the birthdays for this 8th of June. Right, are you ready to go?
I believe so. I'm as ready as I'll ever be, yeah.
Right, let's start with this then. Kanye West celebrating his birthday today. Retiring. Very rarely hear of him. Kind of media shy, you know what I mean? He likes to keep himself to himself.
Yeah, yeah, that's what you'd say about him, all right?
Oh, yeah.
If he was a completely different person, he's a looper, isn't he?
He's a bit mad, all right, to say the least.
He thinks he's like an artist on the level of, you know, like Beethoven. He thinks we're going to be singing his songs in 100 years. Like,
I couldn't tell you many of his songs now.
I couldn't tell you any of them.
There's one that has that something. All that power. I know that.
I know, but it doesn't have a bang of 100 years from
and
now.
Is he Gold Digger?
I don't know, man. I don't know. That's not really my sort of music. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
I'm just saying, in terms of trying to get it, you know, to last 100 years, I don't know when they were released, but I'm struggling with them now.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you know what I mean? He really does believe it. Like, he thinks he's one of the greatest artists of all time.
Mind you, like, the money he earns off, you know, that clothing line, that Yeezy,
yeah, I know, yeah.
Thing.
And you can't even get
his
shoes.
Fortunes.
They'd be queuing up overnight outside Brown Thomas and all just to get a sniff of his shoes.
And they're hundreds, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
My God.
Over the 500 mark, anyway. They're mad money.
Wow.
And they look like... I remember when I had all my operations.
Orthopedic.
Yeah. Like, and I used to have to wear this sort of weird shoe thing to keep me foot from wobbling off.
Yeah.
And that's what Yeezys look like. They're the weirdest looking things. They're awful yokes, like.
Multi, mind you. And of course, God, can't believe we got this far into a conversation about Kanye West and haven't mentioned old Kim.
Yeah, we're talking, one arse at a time, please, Jim. I'd say Kanye is, though. He's in his 40s now, probably.
Yeah.
I'd say he's 43.
Yes, he is.
Ah, good looking. Look at that.
43.
Straight out of the bag into the Monday.
After all the slagging from. Right, what about Bonnie Tyler?
I love Bonnie Tyler.
Yeah.
She
Bonnie Tyler, a.k.a. Rod Stewart.
Yeah. But she's Anita Hero. That's the right one, yeah.
That's her, all right.
You might not believe it, but every so often I mix people up on the birthday
game.
No
way. I've never seen that happen.
Yeah, I know what's happened. Honestly, yeah. I wouldn't probably say I'd go on about it or anything.
Yeah. No, very rarely mention it.
I know that. Yeah, and it's so subtle when I mix them up. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
They'd be ringers for each other anyway.
Absolutely.
Like Kanye West and Kevin from Home Alone or something. You know, they'd be ringers.
I didn't know Bonnie. Oh, yeah, Bonnie Tyler represented England in the Eurovision as well once.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, a few years back.
See, back when it was cool. Back when the Eurovision was a cool thing. Before it was like you saw a sort of a naff.
I think you're clutching at straws now.
Oh, really?
I'd let that one go. I think it's always been a bit naff.
But it was naff and cool at the same time. ABBA and Johnny Logan and all. They weren't considered twee until long after. And actually, anyone that says Johnny Logan is twee is going to have me to answer to. And you know, I got time on me hands.
Yeah.
I got to say, Bonnie Tyler is about 67.
Not bad at all. 69, to be fair.
Okay.
69. Now, here's a cracker for you. You're going to love this one. Because this lines you up for a win.
Right.
And it's none other than the one and only Mick Hucknall.
Oh, my God. Old vomit face himself.
And before you start getting stuck into him, significant birthday for Mick.
Shit, that doesn't even help me out. He could be 30. He could be 147. He could be 160. You know the way he's been around. Like those characters from Lord of the Rings, it's very hard to know what age they are.
Yeah, that's true. You'd have to cut them open and count the rings.
Crimes against music. Anyway, that's
the one and only Mick Hucknall. I can't believe you're so hard on him, and him, a devout United fan as well.
But yeah, that's what. Why did he have to do that? Like, if ever there was a Liverpool fan in the making, it's Mick Hucknall. Writing terrible songs. You know, ruining things for people. Simply Red is in his title. That's going on. Actually, you know, you'll be what am I? That's what his music actually sounds like.
No, he's a true mank, is Mick Hucknall of Simply Red. And in significant birthday, this is lining you up with two. Well, okay, they're not nailed on, but you know, there's still two more after this.
Yeah, I'd say he's 60.
Yes, he is.
Oh my God, there you go.
Right, so the next one is a man to whom you owe probably your life at the moment.
Hold on, do I not get a drum roll?
Not at all, no. It's too early. I haven't got lined up yet.
This one
is a man to... I don't know, without this man and what he did, I don't know what you would do with your life.
Right.
To be honest with you. Because it is the birthday of Tim Berners-Lee.
Who's that now?
Oh my God. The man I just said to whom you owe your very existence.
I don't know who he is.
The man credited with inventing the internet. The World Wide Web. Tim Berners-Lee.
And I owe my existence.
Well, yeah, because that's all you do. You search constantly. You're constantly on your phone and searching the internet and all those kind of sites and things.
I'd love to be slighted by that, but unfortunately there is a huge amount of truth to it.
And up until recently, of course, you were all over the old social media.
Yeah. I'd like to have a word with him over that one. Yeah. I suppose when he came up with the idea, he was thinking it would be useful in the world, you know?
Yeah.
He thought, like, you know, we'd be able to use it for research and proper communication and not just so you can call people tossers and racists and everything, you know? Yeah. And look at dirty blueies and everything. I suppose he didn't think of it like that. I'd say he's like...
But enough about you. What age is Tim Berners-Lee?
77.
No, 65.
Fat!
Right, okay. So, since it's the last one, I'll give you the thing for this, right? Because this is going to take you back to your childhood a bit. Right? This guy was a presenter of programmes like World of Sport, which of course you remember.
I do remember. What
do you remember the kids' show, How?
I do.
Then you will know the face of Fred Dinage.
Fred Dinage? Which one was Fred Dinage?
Fred Dinage was the slight egg in the nest kind of looking dude.
That's it, I remember him.
Yeah,
remember him.
He's still on television doing things about... I can't remember whether he does things about serial killers or trains. Something like that, anyway.
It's in the ghast way you can get into the two of them.
Yeah.
I never think there was two subjects that wouldn't really...
They're very, very closely connected, apparently.
What are you into? It'd be like, isn't it? It's like something that's on a weird Tinder that a girl would never go out with.
Yeah.
I like serial killers and trains.
Yeah, he does one of them. I think it might be the serial killers, actually. Because it's so hard to believe him, because he still has his World of Sport voice. when he's talking about
serial killers. And you might remember this one in 1979. Ted Bundy came out about started doing some incredible murders back in his day. Let's have a look at his highlights right now. In at number 10, The Attack. You know.
I don't know. There's something just weird. It just jars when you hear it.
I know.
Yeah, when he's trying to be all sort of dramatic.
Yes. Wait till you see what happened. We're going to go from serial killers to the great British pole vaulters straight after the news.
Right, Gambit as well was a show he was on. Don't really remember that one.
But Hell and
World of Sports.
You'd never be allowed to have Hell on TV now. Be definitely considered racist.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Even the whole Lumen intro was like...
Yeah, so that's the people that don't remember. It was a bunch of scientists sitting around. And it was, how do you do things? They all made the how, like Indian thing. I gotta say, he is 75 years old. He's older than that.
78.
I knew he was older than that!
And now you're up to date on the home of PJ and Jim, weekdays from 6 a.m, reminding you to stay safe and hold firm. This is Classic Hits.
Thank you kindly, Tara. How are you? Welcome back.
Thanking you.
What's the story? How was it for you?
Oh, it was amazing. Absolutely amazing. Started off, of course, with cracking weather.
Couldn't have chosen
a better week, really, to take the little break. So I started off full of energy and vim and vigour. I was swimming twice a day, catching the morning tide in Portmarnock.
Wow.
And the evening tide in Sutton.
So you highly recommend it?
Oh, highly recommend it.
No, it's just that my learned friend and colleague here in the other room is actually, he's campaigning to not take holidays.
Oh, okay.
He's weird.
Well,
I don't think so. I think weirdos are people that get into the sea, to be honest.
No, the sea was absolutely cracking. There was one day now where I was nearly blue, but apart from that, it was fine. And once you're down, you're down. Now, my week then descended slightly because as the week progressed, the weather got a little less clement.
Right. A little less clement. Became a little inclement.
I tell you, it was freezing apart.
It was. And I had ordered, people obviously can't shop. So I'm not a big shopper anyway, but I had ordered, I'd spent for me a ridiculous amount of money on a new duvet set and sheets.
Right.
Which arrived during the middle of my week off. So from going to swimming twice a day and out on the bike and exercising, and I basically took to the bed then for the second half of it. I got into my new sheets and barely got out of them again.
Sounds
it was
epic.
A pretty perfect week off, really.
Sounds like a lot more comfortable being in the sea anyway, that's for sure.
In Excess, Need You Tonight, and Superman Lovers with their Starlight just ahead of that. Almost 20 to 7. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks, and letting us hang out with you. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim here at Classic Hits on this Monday. And all the WhatsApps as well, 087-188-0008. I didn't give a shout out to Butty. Butty Brennan.
Go on, Butty Brennan.
I mentioned Richie the Trucker was on. Margaret, of course, was on. As I say, it'll be a dark, dark day when Margaret's not on. We'll know there's something very, very wrong in the world.
It's one of those end of the world apocalypse type things, isn't it?
Absolutely. I see Damo's on. Tony Northside. Tony finishing up his night shift. We gave Brendan a shout out. Somebody has sent you in a puzzle to keep you occupied since you were going on about being bored. But I don't know what it is you have to do. This came in from Vincent Beattie. He sent in, it's one of those things where pictures obviously represent something else. But he didn't say what they represent.
No, yeah, I know what you mean.
So maybe that's what makes the puzzle so good. He doesn't even tell you what you have to do, so that'll keep you going for ages.
Yeah, I hear. Yeah, what happens if you click on it? There you go, something to... Yeah.
So if he doesn't tell you what it is...
It doesn't tell you what they're supposed to be.
Exactly.
That's very hard, isn't it?
Morning to Fergal also. I see Bose Richie is on there. And I just wanted to mention John. Right, where's it gone there? John Heavey sent us in this picture, and now I don't know where it came from. I assume he was doing an interview or he did a selfie or something, but it's Liverpool legend John Barnes.
Oh my God, look at that.
Right, and he obviously didn't realise that his DVD collection was in the background.
He was doing an interview or took a picture of himself, yeah.
And
he's got a whole shelf of Blueys in the background.
I don't know if it's a whole shelf, but there's one very obvious title.
Jim, there's a whole shelf of Blueys. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 Blueys behind John Barnes. Look at that. Sex George. Oh, jeepers. John Barnes, you dirty article. Yeah. Oh, that's very funny. I hope that's a real photograph.
I'm sure it is. But I mean, he must have, maybe he was doing it. I don't know if it's a snapshot from the TV or he was putting something up on his social media or something.
I hope it's a real photograph. There's so many, you can't trust anything anymore, but I'd love if that was real.
Niamh the nurse has been on. Morning to you. Thanks a million for giving us a show. Trucker Liam, I see there. And John has just clarified he was doing a Sky News interview.
Oh, that's very funny.
And that was in the background.
And all those blueies in the background. Who even has blueies like that anymore?
Yeah, I mean, surely he could. What's he doing with DVDs? Can he not just stream them like the rest of us?
Like normal people, you just Google your blueies. Yeah. Google your blueies. I've not heard of that. It sounds like something you do when you're cooking. First of all, we're going to Google our blueies.
Yeah, or you do if you were a keen gardener. Now, obviously, these blueies are going to have to be Googled before they can be planted.
But I have some pre-Googled blueies.
Yes, I have Googled my blueies before.
We'll get stuck into them and they should come out like this.
Oh, well. Thanks for that, John. Listen, 087-188-0008, if you do want to give us a shout for whatever's going on for you today. It's a biggie for us today because not only is it Double Money Monday, for €2,200, I think.
Oh, you're ahead of me there.
€2,200
quid, yeah. Mm. Just checking it there, yeah.
So whopping great cash.
Loads of money on the hit bit. So you know what to do. You can have a listen at Classic Hits
Classic Hits IE.
Yeah, have a classic on so if you got the classic you can check it any time. It's 2,200.
Well, you're doing your kind of semi-Scottish thing there where you can listen on Classic Hits, eh?
Hey, that's not classic, and then you can hear it as many times as you like there, 2,200 quid. You can also see all the wrong answers for on Classic Hits.
Aye.
Yep, so you can.
Aye, indeed you can. On classichits.ie.
It's all there.
You can check it out, everything you need to know. Good prize this week on the Breakfast Table Quiz. You know the way people are absolutely paranoid, understandably, after what we are, I was going to say what we've been through, what we're still going through. Paranoid about cleanliness.
Yes.
And stuff like that. We've got, I mean, it is literally, you are cleaning up this week on the Breakfast Table Quiz.
Yeah, oh, you really are.
All will be explained a bit later on. But
hygiene hamper.
Hygiene hamper, courtesy of our friends at Selco. So we'll be telling you more about that. Cracking prize on the Breakfast Table Quiz.
And now you can go and clean up someone else's gaff.
Yeah.
As of today.
And also, the other thing to mention is we've been plugging this, of course, across social media over the weekend. The one and only Christy Dignam is going to be chatting to us after 8 o'clock this morning. They've Aslan have released a new single called Hold On, and we're going to be chatting to him about all things, because we haven't spoken to him during the shenanigans.
Yeah, hopefully he's doing a 20k radius tour of Dublin, where no one's allowed to go except for him and his family.
We'll get to wish him a belated happy birthday.
Was it his birthday?
Oh, sure, big milestone. He celebrated his 60th.
He didn't.
Yeah.
60, is he?
Yeah.
Shit, that's he's gonna be great. He's gonna be deadly and cranky and all today. Wait and see. I'm looking forward to it. I love Christy. He's a proper little crank. He's great crack.
All that on the way. He's on the way after 8, but of course all of that still to come. And whatever you have in yourself, 087-188-0008. Yeah, Kim Wilde, you keep me hanging on here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that. Thanks for letting us hang out with you folks. 8 minutes past 7 on this Monday. Lots worth hanging on for. We got the hit bit on the way later this hour. It's worth €2,200. Double Money Monday on that. We got the brilliant Christy Dignam in about an hour's time. Going to be chatting to us about the new single from Aslan. And of course, we have to wish him a belated happy birthday.
I can't, but I'm 60 years old. I tell you something, he's some battler. He's a great survivor, Christy.
Absolutely. Looking forward to that. As I say, about an hour's time, we're going to do that. And in the meantime, something you might need the hit bit for, I tell you. I mean, you know, you could win yourself €2,200.
That'd cover it.
Would it cover it?
That would cover it. You'd be all right with that. Say, if you lose the key to your car, the prices now of replacing car keys, since it's all gone newfangled, wandangled and all of that sort of
computery.
Yeah, because there's no such thing as a mechanic anymore, right?
I know,
you used to go to the mechanic with your problem. Even you'd call the AA and lock down my car, and he'd come and he'd have that big wire yoke he'd pulled in. He'd knock your window down and then he'd stick a little thing, pull up the...
You were never calling the AA. That was some like local car thief you were calling
there.
No,
that's definitely when you get
with a coat hanger and all that.
It was definitely the man.
That was when PJ was going around robbing cars in the local area.
Unbelievable.
Come here, Tony. Why do you do that? I can't get this car to move. Leave it with me, PJ.
I just smashed the windows, Jim, for God's sake. Back in the day, yeah, it was a lot easier. But replacement key fobs, there's war over it now.
Mm.
People are going mad over how much they are. So the cost of replacing their keys is based on, these are claims now made in Britain, so you can imagine it'd be something similar right? So they average 1,500 claims, and the average charge for a new car key is £215, which is 30% higher than it was in 2013. So the price of them is flying. I suppose it's different now, isn't it? Like, I have one of them cars now where you don't put the key in the ignition.
Yeah.
It's a course. You're in your car, the engine's running, and you've lost your keys. You're like, oh, for God's sake.
Well, I mean, if you insist on driving the Batmobile.
I didn't realise. I thought you. I definitely think there should be a place to put your key.
Why don't you get one like mine, where you put that thing in the front of the car and you wind it round?
And your man drives
like a
Beamer.
Like a whisk.
Oh, jeepers. There's a few cars like that down there, I tell you. Down.
So, 200, that's a, I mean, oh my God, like.
Yeah, so it's massive.
I mean, because when you think about it, right, back in the day when a key was a key, right?
Yeah.
Like, how much does it cost to get a key cut?
Remember, you used to get a key cut. I remember the first time I started driving, and my dad took me up to the local hardware shop and goes, there, you're going to get you. And we just cut the car key, and that was it.
That's what I'm saying. And that was probably a couple of, not even, yeah, a couple of quid maybe. Although, but I suppose when you were getting it done, it was probably 4D or something, was it?
Yeah, it was a while ago.
It'll be 2 farthings, thanks, PJ.
But here's the thing, I lost the key, right?
Yeah.
And I had another key on the key ring. I had 2 key rings, and one of them was a spindy and fell off of the car key. And I thought, my elephant is going to kill me.
Yeah.
But the key for the room I used to, for the key for the door at work at the time, worked in the ignition.
Oh my God.
And then I realised basically any key that fit into that car back in the day, the Austin Montego, started it.
So you could get, yeah. If your lollipop stick was carved the right way, you could turn it on.
You probably could, yeah. If you could get it in. So I never even told him I lost it. I just used the key out of the job for years.
My God, you literally had the ultimate skeleton key. It opened your job, it drove your car.
Yeah, it picked me ears, me nose. It was perfect. Perfect. But here's the prices, right? So depending on the car you have,
yeah,
obviously the more expensive it is to replace your key. So here's the list of the car companies that are the most expensive to replace, judging off the claims, right? So Skoda, if you lose it, £304 sterling it would have cost.
For Skoda?
Yeah.
Would it not be cheaper to buy a new Skoda?
Just borrow the handle off you.
Exactly.
You know,
I'd lend you my handle for a fiver.
There's some Skoda people.
Oh, God, that sounds totally wrong.
The Skoda drivers, this is a Volkswagen with a different badge on it. You cheeky pups. They must be good cars if there's that many taxis driving them.
Yeah.
Volvo, £305. Something about Volvos. I really like them, but I'd never have one. Do you know, there's something about them.
I always feel like, unless you're an architect or an accountant or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're not entitled to a Volvo.
I know. I drove one Volvo and I really liked it, but I got out of it thinking.
I've aged like, while I was in there.
I feel like I should have been selling insurance or something. I don't know what it is about. Alfa Romeo, however you want to say it, £312 for one of them. An Audi, about £320. This one's surprising. Kia, considering you actually put your feet through the bottom of them, £327.
Wow.
To get a key for a Kia.
There's probably bonuses attached to that. You probably buy the key and you get 2 free cars.
You can eat it afterwards. You can eat the key. Mitsubishi, £239.
Right.
And then we're getting into the more expensive stuff. So a key for a Porsche, £368.
Cheaper than nice.
I would have thought it'd be more. Yeah, I know. That's, I would have thought it'd be more. Have you ever seen the key for a Porsche?
Not at all.
They're quite
long.
How
would I ever see that like that?
I've seen one on the internet. I know that's ridiculous.
I'm driving around a 13-year-old car. When would I ever see a Porsche? Unless it's in a magazine.
Instagram. I followed them on Instagram. I used it. Land Rover. Here we go. Big money now. £481 to get your key back.
And is it a huge key? Would you need to work out to carry it?
No, I think it comes with sunglasses and a leather jacket.
It comes with a Burberry jacket and a cap.
A Louis Vuitton bag to carry your child in or something. Hyundai, £548 and 38 pence, yeah. I'm really surprised that's
a shocker now. That's what is that about?
Hyundai, yeah. The Korean car...
Yeah,
grand old cars.
Taking over, they're everywhere.
Very good, old yoke.
£500 to get a replacement key.
£540, man.
That's mad.
So Euroland, you're talking about £600.
Oh.
Jaguar.
Right.
it's actually not much more than the Hyundai, so I know where I'm going to shopping.
Yeah, exactly.
542 for your Jaguar key, which is almost seems like a bargain by comparison.
I know, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And is that the top end then? Are they the most expensive?
That's it. Jaguar is the most expensive. So if you're driving a Jag, hold on to your keys. You know what I mean? Oh, I lose everything. I lose my head. I've gone out and lost a shoe. I've lost a shoe on a night out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I had to walk home with one stocking because I lost a shoe. But I thankfully have never lost car keys. So I'll give myself that.
Unbelievable. How much was your shoe to replace, just a matter of interest?
Do you know what I mean? It's shocking. You're not allowed to buy one shoe anywhere, Jim.
Yeah. Very expensive. Santana with Rob Thomas and Smooth here at Classic Hits, almost 19 minutes past 7 o'clock. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Few people on, PJ, just with their similar experiences of having to pay through the nose for the old replacement car keys.
Yeah, yeah. I had a feeling there'd be a few, all right.
Lorraine Murphy said she was quoted €509 for a replacement key for a Toyota Verso.
Good.
In 2015.
Dad, imagine what it is today with inflation.
The Verso is the small one. Is this like a hatchback thing, is it?
I don't know. I can't picture one in my head, to be quite honest with you.
Mary says her husband, £300 for a Kia replacement. Kia for a car.
That's
easier said than done, do you know what I mean?
I need a key for my Kia car. Can I get a key for my Kia car, please?
Anyway, thanks for that, Mary. Also, let me see, on the subject of... here's a go. Lads, I know a lad who that lost his car key fob. I think it was for an Audi. The replacement cost more than the car was worth.
Yeah.
So he just sold the car.
I'd well believe it. You want to see, there's some bangers out there. You know the way there's people that just, and they just keep getting through an NCT?
Yeah.
Or there's lads who are handy enough, they'll say, your whole thing is broken, they go home and weld it and bring it back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I guess to a point where your key is probably worth more than your car, which is bananas, really.
Also, Mossy's been on the subject of you once losing a shoe. PJ, sure you'd lose your balls, only they're in their own bag.
True enough. I know a fella lost one of them as well.
Do you want to kind of enlighten us as to how you lost your shoe? What were the circumstances of your shoe loss?
Well, obviously, I wouldn't know that when I go back and get it.
You were looking into it at the time, weren't you?
Trying to see how dark it was.
Exactly. You were looking into it and you lost it.
Lost.
I don't know where it went. I was looking at it.
Literally,
it was right in front of my face.
I was trying to go to sleep and I was looking into the shoe because we all know that's the darkest place you can go.
So, like, what sort of circumstances were you in? Were you on a night out?
Yeah, I was on a night out,
and
yeah.
And you came home shoeless. One shoeless.
One shoe. I don't know where the other one went, do I?
Don't know where it went. But what were the circumstances in which you lost it?
As in, it wasn't on my foot anymore.
Well, when did you notice?
When I was walking and it wasn't there.
Oh, my God.
What do you mean, when did I notice? I hardly noticed when I got home. I noticed when, I was wearing a shoe.
And then suddenly you weren't.
And then I was
aliens came down and took it away.
Well, I didn't say that, did I? I don't think that's what happened. All I'm saying is I was wearing it and then I wasn't wearing it. And you were asking me what are the circumstances. And obviously, if I knew the circumstances, I would have just went and got it. I have no idea where it went.
Yeah. But you were on a night out anyway.
Yeah, I was on
so you don't deserve any sympathy.
I would have had some...
You were drunk as a lord and you lost a shoe somewhere. That's basically what it boils down to here.
If you want to be if you want to be rude about it, then yeah, those are the bare facts, yeah?
Absolutely.
Your Honour, I'm sorry about that. I didn't realise I was getting charged over the
case last dismissed. Case dismissed.
Jeez.
Give him a size 9.
I brought this up as a compliment to myself because I never lose keys.
Well, you lost a shoe.
Yeah, I know. But I never lost me keys.
Wow. This is right up there with the moment you've congratulated yourself for being able to count further than a whale.
Have you ever lost keys?
No.
Flip it.
Guaranteed Irish fill in its Old Town here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Some brilliant Guaranteed Irish on the way just after 8 o'clock, of course. We're going to be talking to the one and only Christy Dignam. We'll be chatting to Christy and giving a spin to the brand new single. Hold On is what it's called. New single from Aslan. So we'll be chatting to Christy about that. About what he was doing over the last kind of like few months, because we haven't spoken to him at all during the kind of shenanigans or whatever. And the weird thing about it was, I'll tell you, here's an interesting one on the on social media, right? A little memory thing came up for me, and today's the 8th. It was the 7th of June last year was the last time we spoke to Aslan.
Was it?
Isn't that mad?
there you go.
Nearly exactly a year.
How did you remember that now?
Just, you know, it gets prompted on the... No, actually, do you know what it was? It was a date on a photograph. That's what it was. You know the way on your phone?
Yeah, yeah.
The date the photograph was taken or whatever comes up.
This is so weird because literally, as you were saying that, like just as you before,
yeah.
Collie sent me a text message saying, this day 2 years ago, you were in Bailey and Pim's in Dunleary broadcasting your show live. Do you remember that show?
Bailey and Pim. Oh, yeah.
Remember we got the...
you got the egg in the funny cup?
Yeah, no. Your man says we'll give you a free breakfast and it was the mad... Do you remember?
And the teapot and everything was a sort of a...
Yeah, it was all in the shape of a United Islander
cottage.
Or something. But yeah, all of a sudden today is becoming a very significant day.
That's amazing.
So it was tomorrow last year, if you know
what
I mean.
No, it was yesterday last year.
Yesterday last year
was when we spoke to
Christy
Aslan. The boys were in. They were all in.
But do you remember we met them? We met Aslan at the airport for Christmas. Do you remember
that's
that?
That's right, yeah.
And Christy wouldn't come down. Yeah. He was upstairs. He was already after going up the stairs.
Yeah, so he wouldn't come back down
and
again.
He didn't want to come back down again. He said, tell them we said hello or whatever. Yeah. So the other lads...
Billy and Joey...
Yeah,
we're
they
down
came down
chatting or
and
whatever.
They had a bit of a laugh. He said, oh, Christy's upstairs. And it started, I think, Joey says, he'll be down in a minute. And Billy goes, no, he won't. No, he says, tell them I'm not going down. He says, I'm after going through already. I don't want to go down again.
Yeah.
Which is fair enough.
It's great, isn't it? As you said earlier on, it's almost more entertaining when he gets all cantankerous.
I love it. I think he's gas.
Remember he was in doing an interview and the interview was over and we were standing out in the hall chatting.
Yeah.
And he started, I'm not going to reveal any details, but he started absolutely laying into...
He's great.
..a few various bits and pieces.
He got stuck into people,
It was very entertaining.
Great, so even on air, how are you getting on, Christy? I'll tell you how I'm getting on. Do you know how much we made out of my children's say €5 on time? That's it, out of three. He's great, Brad. He's deadly.
Absolutely. And we're going to be chatting to him and giving a spin to the brand new single Hold On from Aslan. It's on the way just after 8 o'clock. Looking forward to that. Also, of course, the breakfast table quiz happens after 8. We have a big prize courtesy of Selco, particularly at this time when this stuff is going on. Literally, nobody has ever been as hygiene conscious as they are now.
That's the truth.
I mean, literally, they're the most sought after things in the world, hygiene products now.
Oh, I've the hands and feet blistered washing them in case I pick something up with my foot.
So yeah, we've a big hygiene hamper, is that what we're calling it?
A huge big Selco hygiene hamper. It's got all kinds of everything you need. You'll be able to disinfect you. You could disinfect the entire Liberty Hall with this thing. So we have that to give away on the breakfast table quiz, yeah.
And of course, ahead of all of that then is the hit bit. So €2,200 for that. What a day, eh?
What a day.
I mean, a day of memories and nostalgia and everything.
Oh, a day.
What I wouldn't give for an egg in a funny cup from Bailey and whatever it was called again.
Yeah, I'd love to share a runny egg with Christy Dignam this morning. I would. I'd love that.
All on the way. Classic hits. Hit bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit bit. The hit bit is worth, of course, £2,200 this morning. Hear that?
This is morning.
It's as if I've had a few glasses of wine for breakfast, which I can assure you I haven't.
Somebody's been at the sherry a little early?
Absolutely not. But it is worth that much money, and here's what it sounds like. That's it, £2,200, if you can tell us what it is. And John's going to have a go first. How are you, John?
All right, lads, what's crack?
Oh, good, John. What's your story?
No big story. In work here, tipping away, keeping the country going.
Fair play to you.
What are you at then, John?
Digging holes in the ground to build houses in.
Oh, very good, yeah. They're actually still building houses. I thought we cancelled that idea.
I know. Keep your mouth shut, PJ.
Say nothing about it, yeah. It's top secret.
Top secret.
That's why he's building them in holes.
Yeah.
There you go.
Building tunnels in and everything. Yeah, John, how was your weekend? Did you have a good one?
Very good, too short.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. Wholeheartedly, yeah, John.
Jeebus, it felt like a long one to me now.
I think you're in the minority there, PJ. You're in the minority.
Was I literally dying to get back in from about lunchtime yesterday?
Oh my God.
Right, John, what do you think it is to try and give you some money?
I think it's Steeler's wheel stuck in the middle with you.
Oh, right.
Right,
song,
an old classic for you, Magic Mike.
Unfortunately, you're not going to steal our money this morning, John.
Ah, sorry, John.
It is wrong.
Unlucky, John. It's back to the hole in the ground for you, I'm afraid.
Cheers, man.
Take care of yourself, man. Cheers.
See you, John. So I just see Shields written as not line two. Hello.
Oh, sorry. Brendan Shields.
Hi, Brendan.
Brendan is so famous, he just goes by Shields.
Just Mr. Shields on line two. Hello, Mr. Shields.
Good morning. How are you, lads?
How are you getting on, Brendan?
Good.
What's your plans of action for the day?
Not a lot. Just chilling out.
Good stuff.
Fair play.
Enjoying the lockdown.
Not a bad way to be fair.
How did the weekend treat you, Brendan?
Good. Plenty of exercise.
All right.
So like Brendan's like he's keeping his cards close to his chest.
Absolutely, yeah. Don't let them pair of Aegis know anything about you.
Show me the money and shut your mouth.
Exactly, I like it. Brendan, what's your guess, man?
Poker face from Lady Gaga.
Very appropriate. Very appropriate. Poker face from Lady Gaga. And he's not bluffing. But come on.
Oh, you just stole my pun. You didn't.
No.
Oh, did he?
Right, okay. Will he win the money? No, he won't win the money.
That's a shame. Right, listen, Brendan, worth a go. Anyway, take care of yourself. Have a good one.
Take care, Brendan. Remember, Brendan, don't talk to anyone today. We'll talk to you later.
Say nothing, Brendan. You are never here. Right, you are never here. Anyway, it means that the €2,200 rolls onto Niall Boylan now.
Onto Niall Boylan. About a quarter to one, you can have another go at Niall Boylan. Try and badger him. Tell him we were going to do $3,000 or something. Watch it. You'll hear it. Glasses hitting the ground with shock.
Yeah, good stuff. John Cougar Mellencamp, Jack and Diane here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday. Thanks for letting us hang out with you folks. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. First round of the breakfast table quiz for this week on the way this hour. 9 minutes past 8 o'clock, and we've been looking forward to this, not just all morning, right? But we've actually been looking forward to this since Mike told us that this was happening last weekend.
Yeah, in fairness, yeah. Like, there's a few people we love having on the show.
The whole gang of them.
I shouldn't have said that. There's only a few people we like having on the show. There's loads of people we love having on the show.
Yeah.
Some we look forward to more than others. And of course, now this morning we have you back. How are you getting on, Christy Dignam?
How's it going?
What's the story, Christy? Listen, belated happy birthday to you.
Cheers, thanks very much.
I tell you, fair play to you. 70's a cracking age.
I know. Yeah.
Anyway, come here. Listen. How are you? What's the story? Like, I mean, we haven't had a chance, obviously, to speak to you during all of this that's been going on. So, like, what's it been like? Have you been? Obviously, you've been recording stuff and all that in the background.
Well, no, that song we recorded that song. That was going to be released about a week into the. It was scheduled for release about in the middle of March or something, but because of the COVID thing, everything was put on hold. So then we were holding the back, because we thought, obviously, initially, we thought it was only going to be a couple of weeks. And then we just said, look, we better put it out there, because we just wanted to keep the profile of the band up. Also, we wanted to get the single out.
Yeah.
But, I've done a couple of live streams, and it's just a nightmare.
I guess when your business is live work, it really is a nightmare, because there's literally no idea. Like, the country's opening up again, but when you can go back and do gigs, like, when's that? That could
exactly.
be next year.
I know. When are a load of people going to want to stand in a room together and have squashed up together? That's going to be a while.
Yeah.
I think there's probably have to be a vaccination or something before that happens. I don't know.
Yeah, I know, yeah. I mean, to be honest with you, I don't like standing in rooms with more than five people anyway.
So at the best of times. Yeah. And like, have you any idea kind of what the plan is for you guys? I mean, is there a plan in place? Obviously, the single is there. You're doing a bit of press around the single and stuff, but...
There's a couple of ideas. There's this drive-in, you know, the drive. Have you seen this thing?
Yeah.
Now, drive-in.
Yeah, Gavin James is on.
We were talking to Gavin James about it, yeah. He was on doing what he said he was doing.
No, I heard... It's happened in Denmark, and but I've heard that people start beeping their horns halfway through songs and stuff, and you know, then they start kind of answering each other with their horns, and so I heard it's a bit of a nightmare.
It all gets a bit messy, yeah.
It sounds a bit Dunkin' Donuts now to me.
Yeah.
It'd be like, you know, the Krusty Kreme thing, where it'd be similar to that, you know?
Like Blanche all over again, yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually a good name for a tour, though, Christy. The old Krusty Kreme tour. The Krusty Creams.
Aslan's Donut Tour. That'd be amazing.
I used to do a Chinese called Krusty Duckman.
Come here, listen, just away from the kind of, you know, the gigging or the lack of gigging or whatever, what, I mean, in general, life-wise, what's it been like for you over the last kind of couple of months? I mean, has it been? Well, are you been, just bored, rigid? Are you? Or?
Yeah, well, I was bored rigid for a while. I'm back on chemo now, so because I wasn't attending the hospital, so I had to go up to London to attend the Royal Free over there. So because I wasn't doing that, the kind of cancer stack creeps back up again in the meantime, and I wasn't really being monitored. So about 2 weeks ago, how it affects me, it affects my heart. So I noticed when I was walking, I couldn't walk that fast, and my breath started going. So I rang the consultant, and he said, hold on. He said, I'll have a look at the computer, because I've been given bloods, you know, regularly. And when he's seen the computer, I rang him on Monday. He says, come in tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. So when he said that, I kind of knew there was something wrong. So, yeah, so they started on chemo again. So that's kind of my situation.
Wow. God, Christy, with the coronavirus, getting on planes and having to go to London and chemo, yeah. You really won the lottery there as far as the last few months.
I know.
Wow.
But that's the whole, I've been kind of down since about the end of February because I was kind of so uncompromised with that. I'm one of the people that, when I was looking at the list of people that are compromised, I ticked every one of the boxes. So I had to lock down for a while before everybody else.
Yeah, God, so you're really vulnerable. Yeah.
Yeah, you're proper cocooning then and doing all of that, Christy.
Yeah, I have to do that.
And that's going to have to, from your point of view now, are you going to have to continue that for a good while longer? Or?
Yeah, well, obviously, yeah. Unless something comes out, unless some great therapy comes out or some vaccination, I really don't know where this is going to go, you know.
Wow.
It's frightening.
It is, absolutely, yeah.
It must be terrifying, all right. And then, I suppose, like, and here's us asking you about gigs and stuff. I suppose that's literally the last thing on your mind then, really.
No, well, I mean, to be honest with you, I'd take the risk. Because, I mean, what are you going to do? I'm not going to sit in the gap for the next even 10 years, you know?
I suppose.
So, I don't know.
So have you finished Netflix then?
No, Netflix, even German football.
And what about from the writing point of view? Right now, you're somebody who does that. Yeah. Who would like use the time for that sort of stuff?
Yeah, well, that's what I've been doing. Yeah, I've been doing a bit of writing. So that's been good. That was the positive of it, you know. Yeah. You know, there's been loads of, I've been trying to turn the positive. There's been loads of positives. A few times I went out to the garden and did gigs in the middle, you know, in the evening and stuff. And I've met neighbours. I'm living here 20-odd years where I live, and I've met neighbours last week that I didn't know, hadn't known for 20 years. And there's a lovely community spirit around the area and stuff. And even the whole thing about getting to know your families and stuff like that. You know, so there has been great positives of this whole thing. Another thing was social media. I've been shunning social media forever. And now I'm kind of, you have to get a doctor, you know.
Yeah. That's mad. I tell you something. I mean, PJ, that sounds like PJ's idea of heaven. Yeah. The idea that you could live somewhere for 20 years and not know your neighbours.
Yeah. If you're looking for any company, Christy, you know what I mean? If you've got a spare room in that house where no one's allowed in or out.
If I have any DIY, I'll give you a shout.
Trust me, it sounds like that's the last thing. The last thing you need is me coming around with a hammer. Oh my God.
Yeah. Anyway, listen, tell us a bit about the single then, Christy, because we're going to give it a spin. Is there a sort of a theme behind it? Is there a concept behind it?
Yeah, basically, the vibe of the thing was we were trying to think of something different, you know. And so, musically, the whole thing was very different, but lyrically, when we're writing this thing, we wanted to try and do a retrospective, you know. It's kind of, I mean, when you reach 60, you know, what can you tell? You can't pretend you're 18 anymore. So I was kind of looking back over my life and looking back, you know, everybody's left the house, it's just you and your kind of missus back now, and you're looking back over everything. And that's we went into the Diva of the Hands thing, and you're looking at the whole. So if you listen to the lyrics of it, it's just a retrospective. You're looking over your whole life and just where you stand now and, you know, how comfortable you are in that position or not, you know what I mean?
Cool. Right. Okay. Well, listen, we're going to give it a spin. I mean, it never dawned on me before we were chatting to you that obviously you'd, like, the situation was going to be as tough as it was for you over that time. That's come as a bit of a shock. Hopefully you're gonna stay safe, man, and kind of, you know, yeah, it'll all work out okay for you.
And hopefully you get to celebrate your 65th or 7th birthday or whatever it is soon enough.
Well, listen, if there's a nuclear war, there'll be Aslan and cockroaches left
Yeah.
So I don't think the coronavirus will get me.
Yeah. Aslan's been through more than the coronavirus.
It'll take more than a global crisis, all right, to put Aslan down, that's for sure. Listen, take care of yourself, man. Thanks a million for chatting to us this morning. Good luck, man.
See you, Christy. Take care of yourself. Bye.
There you go, the brilliant Christy Dignam. On with us to talk about, of course, the brand new single. We're going to give it a spin. This is Aslan and Hold On. There it is. The brand new single from Aslan, Hold On, is what it's called. Great reaction to it already on WhatsApp. Vincent in Galway saying, wow, that is one cracker of a new song from Aslan.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah, he's... Jurassic Greg on as well. My God, he's still got it better than ever. That song's giving me a lump in my throat, says Greg.
He's such a survivor, Christy, as well. No matter what, well, the people are asking us about, or mentioning about his dad as well. We didn't really want to say as well. Like, his dad's... Of course, he lost him during the pandemic too. So he's really been putting up a fight and then still coming up with stuff like that. He's brilliant, so he is.
It's like when you think about it, and genuinely, like, you know, at the start when we were going to talk to him, I genuinely have to confess, it hadn't really dawned on me the level of difficulty that he would have had because of the cancer and all that sort of stuff. You know, how compromised he would have been, of course.
Yeah.
So it's incredible. And as you say then, I mean, dreadful. He lost his dad in it as well.
And he won, like, in fairness. Yeah. And he won it all his days.
That is it. As you said, he literally ticked every box. But still an absolute legend. Guaranteed Irish from Aslan. And it's called Hold On. And it's out at the moment or whatever. So I'm sure you'll be hearing lots of it. A big thanks to Christy for coming on with us as well this morning. And if you missed it, of course, you'll be able to catch up on the podcast. Magic Mike will have it up on the podcast. Great reaction to that song, I tell you. Absolute legend the man is, coming in from somebody. Wow, what a song. Sent shivers down my spine. Christy's a genius, according to somebody else. Well done, Christy. Legend. Fabulous reaction to it. As I say, you'll be able to catch up on it on the podcast as well if you did happen to miss out on it. 80s Classic Men at Work, Down Under here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy, OPJ and Jim. Thanks for letting us hang out with you folks. Almost 22 minutes to 9. Sean is from Tally. He's working at home at the moment. He's been just told to shut up because he's been singing along to that song.
Wow.
That's harsh, isn't it? Like, he says it's one of his favourite tunes. He thinks it's his best 80s song ever. And he's singing it to his heart's content, and whoever's in the house with him told him to shut up.
I do know what that's like. You know, like sometimes you're in a bubble or someone else is in a bubble and they're singing away and they're just locked in it and you're like in a crank. Would you want to shut up, would you? Jay, what is so happy to be about? 25 to 8 in the morning. What else? Stop, calm down, will you? Yeah, I know. You can really get on someone's nerves.
That's brilliant, isn't it?
Can really wind someone up.
I was just going to say, that's mad, isn't it? That somebody's happiness can really get under your skin. Like, it actually, it irritates you. It's somebody else's
happiness.
It's almost like, it's that fear of missing out thing, is it? Or you wonder what you're missing out on.
I don't know what it is.
You just assume somebody's life is better than yours because they seem happy.
It's misdirected rage. That's what it is. You wake up and you're in a bad mood. You've woken up on the wrong side of the bed.
Yeah.
So probably somebody's going to get it.
Yeah.
You know, somebody's going to get it. You know, someone's going to get a jeez. Or the first person you see is going to get an eye roll. So then you're in a bad mood, you're making your breakfast, and then someone walks into the kitchen. I come from a land where am I doing with you? Who hunger? You're like, shut up with you.
Yeah.
They get it. You know, it's misdirected rage. That's what it is.
Or the very thing that you might do something, you know, on a regular basis. And most times you do it, it's grand. You know, somebody, whoever it is in the house with you or in the room or in the job with you, whatever, laughs along with you or joins in with you or whatever. And then that day when, as you say, wrong side of the bed, the side with the wall on it.
Yeah, I know.
And it's like, all right. Hey!
I mean, someone's happiness. You know the way you'd be sitting there, like me and Mike, I'd go out to Mike now, and the two of us would be doing, every so often, we do our little giving out. And did you see them agents at the weekend? And did you see those agents? And what about these agents? You know the way you'd be doing, And you're going, and you get into this nice, comfortable.
Sharing of the life's problems. Yeah.
Circle of misery, and it's nice.
Yeah.
And the last thing you need is someone coming up going, man, lads, how's your weekend? Did you have a night? Shut up! Gotta shut up now! You've ruined it. You've ruined this with your happiness. You've ruined it now.
Oh my God,
You get into that. So it's misdirected. That's
obviously what happened to Sean there.
Yeah, so he's
whoever's in the house with him has literally, it's wrong side of the bed.
Misdirected.
Poor old Sean tried to bring a bit of joy.
Yeah.
With a bit of Men at Work.
So you know what you can do now, Sean? You can shut up, right? Shut up.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz.
win the best prize that there is. Try to get the biggest score on the next dog gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartin's online revision courses and weekly classes, bringing her amazing team of teachers to your home at the click of a button. See kes.ie.
Yeah, literally your chance to clean up on the Breakfast Table Quiz this week, because we're on board with Selco.ie, the one-stop shop for all your hygiene supplies nationwide. It is the hot topic of the moment, no two ways about it. That's what everybody's talking about. Cleanliness is next to godliness, PJ.
So they say.
It's something you should remember.
I guess those are two things I'll never retrieve, but I do my best.
Anyway, it is an amazing hamper, this, because there's everything in there. There's a touchless thermometer in this as well.
Touchless.
Yeah, because, you know, like the old temperature thing is a big thing as part of the shenanigans.
I know, but I'm going to have to Google how it works. Sure, you know what I mean? Do you just breathe on it from a distance, or do I just tell it how I feel?
I don't know.
How does it work?
You can find, well, you can't find out, but whoever wins it will. There's a Nilfisk vacuum cleaner included in this, and then there's all sorts. There's sanitizer packs, masks, wipes, laundry detergents, car care products. There's even toilet rolls.
For God's sake.
I mean, everything you could possibly want.
If you have a bunker under the house, this is going to be brilliant for you.
Selco.ie, if you want to check them out. They're an Irish-owned business, been on the go for over 35 years at this stage. They also do all the first aid and protective clothing and healthcare products as well. So you'll find all of that on the website, selco.ie. Right, who's going to play for it, PJ?
Right, it's going to be Audrey Stewart in Dublin this morning. Hi, Audrey.
Morning, lads.
How's it going, Audrey?
Really good, really good.
You sound like you're in good
form. Deadly stuff.
Magic Mike tells me you're on the M50.
I was, yeah, I'm not anymore. But yeah, he says to me, why are you saying it's full, thank God? I said, because it's great to see people out again.
Wow.
You know, everybody in their cars, that they look happy.
That must be the first time ever anybody's ever been delighted to be on a jammed M50.
Yeah, to see traffic on the M50.
Fair play to you, Audrey.
So where are you off to then, Audrey?
I'm off to work.
Where's that? Are you allowed to tell us?
I'm a healthcare assistant, so everywhere in South Dublin.
Oh, everywhere. My God. Fair play to you.
I'm still happy to see the traffic. You're a mad woman.
Right, well, listen, Audrey, you've got the chance, right, to set the score for the rest of the week. Who knows? Maybe you'll set it so high nobody will beat it. So 60 seconds to do your best.
We'll do our best. I just want the Hoover, really. I just heard about the Hoover.
Well, you can't just get the Hoover. You have to get the whole pack. It's like a holiday pack.
I had a feeling the Hoover would be popular, you know.
Yeah, I have a funny feeling.
And PJ, the thermometer, you just hold it about an inch away from someone's forehead. That's all.
So that's how you do it.
Don't tell her how you feel. It doesn't care.
Well, then
it's a heartless thermometer.
Well, then you can get your completely psychopathic thermometer yourself. Hopefully, you win this.
Right, Audrey, you ready to do this?
Yeah, I'll give it a go.
Okay, 60 seconds. Here we go.
What alcoholic spirit is distilled from fermented sugarcane?
Whiskey.
It's rum. Name the tiny pieces of coloured paper thrown at weddings.
Confetti.
In 1994, which country's Football World Cup won the World Cup for the fourth time?
UK.
Brazil. In the Beano comic, which spiky haired character first appeared in 1951?
Pass.
Dennis the Menace. How many feet are there in 3 yards?
6.
9. In which film did Michael Caine attempt a $4 million gold bullion heist?
Pass.
The Italian Job. Who wrote the novel Oliver Twist?
Pass.
Charles Dickens, which animated Disney film features the songs Under the Sea and Kiss the Girl?
The Little Mermaid.
What name is given to the feet of a pig, especially when used as food?
Who?
Trotters. Complete the title of this Mel Brooks spoof film, Blazing What? Saddles in the... I'm going to give you one more because I wrecked it. In the children's nursery rhyme, which small mammal is said to go pop?
Pop goes there.
Weasel.
Yes! Fantastic.
Oh, God.
That was...
Some of the mornings are easy, some are hard.
It's all good. Sometimes they don't quite fall into place for you, all right.
In fairness, she's very distracted by a busy M50 this morning.
She's too happy. She's too happy seeing people again. Listen, Audrey, fair play to you for having a go, at least, anyway.
Okay, can I try again?
No.
You can.
Not this week, but next week. I'll try. I'll be better next week.
Right,
fine.
Try again next week. Yeah.
The next time we have a Hoover, we'll give you a ring, yeah?
Okay.
Have a good one, Audrey.
Okay.
Take care.
Audrey, take care.
Bye-bye. Right, there you go. That was Audrey Stewart in Dublin on the, well, just off the M50, just going about our business.
Going around to look after the people of Ireland. I liked her.
Yeah, no, fair play. And to be fair, she certainly enticed the rest of you to have a go now for the rest of the week, because at the moment the score is 3-3.
On the breakfast table quiz, so yeah. 4 or more and you're bouncing into the lead there.
Yeah, which is, it's not very often you get a chance to say that. You know, 4 or more on your top of the leaderboard.
Yeah. Say there's more rolls of Jack's roll than answers right in this pack, that's for sure so far. But we'll get there.
Absolutely. So if you want to play for the fabulous hamper, courtesy of Selco.ie, the one-stop shop for all your hygiene supplies nationwide, 087-188-0008, let Magic Mike know, and you could be on. Only 3 to beat at the moment.